during my years in MTA, which at the time shared a building with the REIT's office, when I would come across Rav Chalap in the halls, he appeared to me as an unassuming man with a pleasant smile, who could have been one of the students' father or grandfather, not one of the most impactful people in the staff of Yeshiva University. But while his demeanor was humble, I can only describe him as one of the most mechubad people I've ever known. And that's for a simple reason that Pirkei Avos says, Ezu mechubad ha-mechabed es ha-brios. I had a modest number of interactions with Rav Chalap as a Talmud, and then later as a Rebbe at Reitz, but 6,000 miles away from the main ship. I made requests that were granted. I was the beneficiary of certain acts of honor and benefit that he didn't ask for. I made some requests that were not granted, and some benefits I didn't receive, like everyone else. If everyone looks at his interaction with the yeshiva administrator in that way, then Rav Chalap and his predecessors and his successors would get mixed grades. But that's certainly not the way I look at it at all. And I think many Talmidim also the wisdom not to look at it that way. While not having seen Rav Chalap in many years, the last several years, the more I've learned about life, the more I've learned about how yeshivas operate, how Avodas HaKodesh works, and after hearing by now many hespedim and having a lot of time to think about him, the more I've learned, the more I appreciate and revere that which he accomplished and what he was. I will try to explain my ideas with the help of a well-known tefillah, and try to get insight both from Pshat and Rash of the tefillah. The tefillah is Kol Oskim, Kol Misha Oskim, B'tzorchi Tzibur Ve'amuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Sarah. I've heard of partial joke and partial truth. Many things in life are like that. The diuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Sarah. Don't expect from people to get the sachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Sarah. Indeed, very often, Oskim B'tzorchi Tzibur Ve'amuna are not as appreciated as they should be. Let's try to understand, what does it mean, Oskim B'sorchi Tzibur Be'amuna? What does Be'amuna mean? Does it mean Be'amuna La'afuke B'sheker? It's deception? That's the La'afuke? It doesn't seem, must be a little bit more of a chiddush than that. I would point that I've heard from many of the Maspidim. I was in Shamgar, I heard all the Maspidim in New York, and now tonight. I heard a lot about how Rav Chalap Zatzal would never turn away somebody asking for a tzedakah, even if his claims were a little bit questionable. So let's take a look at the other side of his as a menahal of the yeshiva, dean of the yeshiva. Did he also grant smicha to the least observant, deserving smicha students just because they asked? Did he hire Rashi Yeshiva because of people who just had aspirations but Ra Maratzim? No, he didn't do those things. Not like he treated the people asking for tzedakah. He would treat them with kavod abrios, but he wouldn't say yes to any request that was made by some Talmid or Koloman. What is the difference between that, between these two settings? So the answer is that's the nature of an Osek B'tzorchi Tzibur. Similar to a dayan, in which you're not operating with you're not giving your own money at tzedakah. You're making decisions that affect other people and values. If you give the smicha to somebody who doesn't deserve it, or is not ready for it yet, then you're pogeying the covet of the Torah, you're pogeying the covet of the yeshiva, and you may be stymieing his own development. He may be ready, but in a year or two, and not now. If you hire Reuven and Shimon as Rashi Yeshiva, you will not be able to hire Levi and Yehuda. And the Nafkaminas go on and on about the necessities of an Osek B'tzorchi Tzibur. So what does Emuna mean in this context? So we have the word Ne'eman, and we have the Psukim, Pasuk in Melachim, which is the Haftar of Shkalim, Ki Be'emunayim Osim. There was trustworthiness, integrity, honesty. And Rav Chalap was a talented administrator. He could be trusted to get a job done very well. But I understood at the time, and understood better as time goes on, that his level of the Shem Shamayim was special in all of his decisions. Now, you expect of a Talmud Chachma who has a position of this type, he's going to be the Shem Shamayim. But Rav Chalap Zatzal was matzliach to be the Shem Shamayim to the nth degree, in a way which was very not simple, and he was able to do it consistently on a day-to-day basis over 3.5 decades, I think a little bit more than 3.5 decades. The root, Aleph Mem Nun, Emunah, also comes up in Tanakh in the word Omein. Kashe Yisach Omein Etayoneik, Vahi Omein Es Hadassah. And that's like to act as an adoptive father. Rav Chalap was a special father for the Chalap family, Baruch Shem Redi Dori Doros. But he also adopted each and every Talmud and the yeshiva as a whole, as his child. A father is to love his children. He's also to provide for them, protect them, and guide them to success in life. And these are things that Rav Chalap did for all of his Talmidim and for the yeshiva as a whole. The final word that coming from this root that I want to share comes from Mishnaic Hebrew and modern Hebrew. That's the word Oman, which means a craftsman or an artist. Torah Umada was discussed. I remember, I'm not positive what year it was, but Rav Chalap had displayed for months a Dvar Torah that he wrote. We saw he was really excited about it. If I remember correctly, it was called Shatnez Shel Kedusha, which is view of Torah Umada. That's my recollection. I did try to check on Google, didn't come up. But I'm pretty sure that was his title, so idea he was very, very proud of. And while he adored this value of Torah Umada, which you saw from his Rebbe, Soloveitchik, he knew in advance, and I'm sure learned on the way, how difficult it is to implement Torah Umada in such a way that it doesn't take away from a full dedication to Torah and its values. But that's where the Oman came in. He was a craftsman and an artist. He was able to work and struggle to make it work and to make the yeshiva a greater and greater place, greater makom Torah, done in such a way that the Torah was and the Mada worked together in a way which adorned and preserved the proper balance in this shatnez of Kedusha that he worked so hard on over the years. Rav Chalap was a well-known person, but since he was very makbid on Lashon Hara, I am convinced that some of his greatest accomplishments are things that nobody in this room will ever know about. Things that were done behind the scenes. Legend has it that the great Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap and his great mother, when he was made the Rav of Shari Chesed, they had the day which he was brought into the shul, and the word came to his mother about it. I understand she was in the hospital. That's the way I heard the story. And she cried. And they thought she was crying with the commotion. She was crying because she was upset, so the legend goes, because she had always wanted her son to be a tzaddik nister. And here he is, if they're taking the covered rav. So, not to argue with the mother of this great tzaddik, but I'm sure he was also a tzaddik nister. I'm sure that we only know part of his greatness. And I would say also that his grandson, our Rav Chalap, was also, as much as he was well known, he was also a tzaddik nister. And a lot of that which he accomplished was done behind closed doors and behind the scenes in a way that he helped and guided thousands of Talmidim and the yeshiva as a whole with great intentions, with great dedication, and with great skill. Yisachar Baruch.
Thank you.